sincerity. So today's message that I wanted to share, and I shared on my Facebook page, was about quality control. So in the number 18 and number 9. And the reason being is that today, as I was driving my daughter to work, there was a truck that was coming all the way from the right lane trying to get into the left turning lane. It's a four lane road, but he was all the way in the the farthest right lane. So in this situation, I just let him come over. Usually I get a little irritated with some of the drivers here, but I think he wasn't probably familiar with the area. And sometimes the GPS likes to tell you the directions like last minute. Anyway, so it was a work truck and his number was 18 and it said quality control. And to me, I just felt automatically like, yeah, this is definitely a message that my angels are trying to tell me. And so the message for me came after bringing my dog to the vet yesterday. I brought her in for a routine dental clean that was covered under the plan that I pay for her monthly. And as I was leaving her there, I told my angels, please don't let anything come up that's gonna cost extra money, because I really don't have the extra money to spend on anything, and I want her to be okay. As our other dog has been having some issues, she's almost 90 years old, so you know that happens. Well, later I didn't hear anything, so I felt okay, we must be in the clear. My phone rings and it's the vet. So, it's the person that's cleaning her teeth, or I thought, you know. So, he starts telling me that she's missing some teeth, you know, something about some gums, some bones, you know, and to fix it all, it's going to cost $1,200. So, I was like, what? $1,200? I go, I love my pets. I love them with all my heart, and I will do anything to help them. But I said, I don't have the $1,200 to give you right this minute. That's not what I was planning for. I go, that's why I get a plan that helps me pay for her stuff monthly. I mean, she's 6, and the dog has not shown anything that she's in pain. She can't eat. Trust me, you know, the dog is fine. She goes through her checkups, which, you know, they do comprehensive. So I figure they must look at her mouth. And the last thing they told me was just, yeah, she kind of has some plaque buildup, which is normal for little dogs like this. So I said, all right. So I told him, like, I'm sorry, it's gonna have to wait, just if you can still do the cleaning. So he's like, well, let me see if I take off the x-rays, then it'll only be $1,000. And I'm like, so you know all this without even done x-rays for her yet? And I was like, well, it still doesn't change the fact that taking $200 off doesn't help me afford the $1,000 that you still need. So so she came home, she has some antibiotics, and we're just gonna make sure, you know, why not? I have 4 kids that I make sure they brush their teeth. I'm just gonna be brushing her teeth more often and, you know, checking on her, make sure things are okay. So yesterday I was having that moment of like, I work so hard. I really do my best, you know. I mean, I do see my abundance in all areas of my life, but I feel like when I finally have created this cushion, something comes up. And there was the first thought, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe I need to read Money and the Law of Attraction again, or listen to the video to see what I'm doing wrong here. Well, with the message of 18, it comes, your thoughts or the valve that opens and shuts your financial flow. As you stay positive, all the material resources you need come to you easily. However, Worry can stop this flow, so ask your angels to help you stay upbeat, especially where it concerns money. Well, hello, angels. I got it. And quality control on the side of the truck? Yes, it's definitely saying check the quality of your thoughts because they are making the difference. I might be trying to have positive thoughts, but I'm still always returning back to that past pattern of negativity. I absolutely think this is amazing because, I mean, I did grow up Catholic. I said prayers, but usually prayers were always in when you were in need of something or when something was bad. And since I started my spiritual journey, things have changed. And it's, you know, I don't think I've ever lost my faith. I just don't feel it belonged in the Catholic Church. That wasn't, like, I love my upbringing. I love that I did go to Catholic school because I got a whole bunch out of it. I took the good parts and left the opinions of people that I don't feel, or the opinions or the thoughts or what Jesus or God would feel. And then lately I've been taking a course to connect even more with the angels. And like, to me, this message is just, it's like loud and clear. So, I mean, and this could also go just not about financial concerns. It's definitely also about, you know, your thoughts on anything. Just like a reminder, quality control, anytime. You know, I mean, we're human. We're going to have our thoughts go to places that we don't want them to because that's just who we are. But the minute a negative thought comes in, you can definitely just say, quality control. What type of thoughts am I thinking? Are they positive? And no, you don't have to be positive all the time. But think of how you're reacting. And make sure your reaction is going to lead you to the steps of creating a solution for whatever issues are going on and not hindering you and just staying there in a muck of muddy desperation. So, I just wanted to share that message with y'all today and just a good reminder that, if you have a situation that comes up and it's really hard, just check your thoughts and try to lead them into a more positive direction. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful Saturday!